Welcome to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. It's Angela Jacobson joining you, and today we're going to be discussing autism. We've got some great guests on the phone. We're going to speak to Karen McKinnon, and we're also going to speak to Nina from the Abacus Learning Centre. So stay tuned. We've got some competitions. We're going to be talking to the Australian Nanny Association about their event coming up. Joe Schutt's coming in to talk to us about the Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo. And the Life's Little Treasures Foundation is telling us about their walk for Prem. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and we might play a song, and we'll be back after the break. My next guest I've got on the line is Karen McKinnon, who's the Clinical Director of Autism Partnership. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you.
You are the director down there, and could you tell us a little bit about what you guys do?
Sure, yeah. So I'm the Clinical Director of Autism Partnership, and we're an agency that provides a whole range of services for children with autism. We specialise in behavioural intervention, and all of the programs that we run are based on a technique called Applied Behaviour Analysis, or ABA.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell us a little bit about autism for anybody at home that doesn't know?
Yeah, I can. So we know a lot about autism. We also don't know much about autism at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we do know that it's a neurological disorder. We know that there's a hereditary component, so it tends to run in families. We don't really know much about the causes. There is a belief that there are different types of autism. So we're finding out that there may be different causes that sort of contribute to different sort of formulations of autism. It starts when children are very young. We can diagnose now much earlier than we could in the past. So children, you know, at 12 months and 24 months can be evaluated and receive a diagnosis of autism. Typically, children will be around 3 to 4 when they formally get a diagnosis, but certainly we're seeing children younger and younger, and those clinicians who are very skilled in diagnosis can pick it up very early.
Yeah, and I've read how important it is to try and pick it up early. There's more that can be done the sooner that it's picked up. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Early intervention is so key in autism, and we know that with the intervention starting early and with the right type of intervention, autism is one of those sort of disorders of childhood where a child can go on to make very significant gains and actually make a huge amount of progress and really change the trajectory of their development with the right intervention and with starting very early. And I guess the other components are sort of the intensity of intervention that you do and how involved the parents are in following through and sort of, you know, coming up with the things that they need their child to learn.
Yeah, and for anyone that doesn't know, can you tell us a few of the signs and symptoms to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, lots of families when they're first reporting concern will start with some concerns around language development. So your child may come to us and the parents may say, my child is 18 months or 2 years old and she's not talking yet or he's not talking yet. So language is certainly something and communication is something that seems to be a very early sign. We know that it's a social communication disorder. So it's the things that you see in young children and the things that you see in children with autism as they grow are really around the social engagement with other people and the ability to communicate to and understand other people. Mm-hmm. There are some behavioural components as well. Children with autism may have a whole lot of different sort of behaviours from sort of repetitive mannerisms like toe walking or hand flapping or inspecting little bits of toys, mm-hmm. through to children who have pretty sophisticated stereotypic behaviours such as really liking things to be in the same order all of the time, mm-hmm. or loving certain topics that are, you know, way above their age or very different, yeah. to what's typical for that age. So, you know, children who love talking about the American Civil War or really, really have a great understanding of the insides of how a clock works or something like that.
So I've noticed that in my work as a nanny, and often this can be mistaken, I think, by the parents to saying, you know, they've got this genius child and they're not really looking into it any further.
Yeah, and it can be that the child does have these amazing splinter skills where they're gifted in a number of different areas, but the profile for a child with autism tends to be a lot of sort of peaks and troughs. So they may be good at some things, but then you'll see that other things, they have pretty significant impairments that really impact their everyday functioning. So your child's ability to get along in school and to follow instructions and to be part of a group with other children, those things are the things that come up a lot for kids with autism.
Yeah, and it's an ever-increasing thing as well. I was recently at a pregnancy evening and they said the statistics are now 1 in 4 children diagnosed with autism, so it's quite alarming.
It is increasing and people aren't really sure why. I know there's always a lot of thought around, you know, is it diet, is it vaccinations, and all of those things have pretty much been taken off the table. There's a lot of evidence to support that vaccinations is not a cause of autism, but people are questioning why. I think one of the things that all of the people, leading people in the field that I've spoken to bring it back to is that we're just getting better at diagnosing children who are on that higher end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So kids who 15 years ago you would have thought of as a little bit quirky or a little bit different are now getting a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah, it's interesting though that the other thing discussed recently on the show is that, you know, children in Africa and some of these poorer places don't have autism. So it's something that we Westerners are doing. It's just a matter of trying to work out what.
Yeah, well, I think there are cultural differences in the way diagnosis happens too. When you look at different countries and the way autism is dealt with, or even the ability to assess and diagnose. So there's lots of different things that are going on around the incidence and why it's increasing.
Fantastic. And can you tell us how we can get in contact with you if people want to find out any more information?
Sure. You can go to our website. It's www.autismpartnership.com.au.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're looking forward. We know we've got Robbie coming down to talk to all of us nannies at the Australian Nanny Association too. So thank you both for helping us out.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy the day.
Great. Thank you. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. I'm Angela Jacobson and today we're discussing autism. Our next guest on the line, Nina from the Abacus Learning Centre. Welcome to the show, Nina.
Thanks, Angela. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And we've mentioned your learning centre before because you guys were needing help to build a new home, and I believe you've achieved that.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
We have. So what we've done is we needed interim premises because the building we're currently located in will no longer be available for our use. Mm-hmm. So we have longer term plans on having a purpose-built centre, which will still be on the peninsula, but unfortunately the timeframe didn't quite work out, so we needed interim premises. Mm-hmm. So we found a building at Western Port Secondary College. Mm-hmm. It was their old trade building, mm-hmm. and it's currently an empty shed. So we've basically got to the point where we have plans drawn up for a fit-out of the shed. Mm-hmm. And that needs to happen so we can be ready to move in next year.
Wow, okay. Mm. So you are still getting people to help?
We do need people to help us. Mm-hmm. We need volunteers, particularly tradespeople. Mm-hmm. If anybody is willing to give us a hand, it would be much appreciated because obviously we don't have a large budget. And we're relying on volunteers to keep the cost down as much as possible.
Of course, of course. And you had the walk on recently that I know that Deb Maher, one of our radio presenters, walked with.
She came along,
yeah.
With Greg Hunt. Yes, it was very successful. So Greg did a lovely job for us again and managed to raise some funds. So the idea is that those funds remain earmarked for the new build. Mm-hmm. And we managed to get $40,000 dedicated to this build,
Fantastic.
The fit-out. Yeah.
So, what would be really amazing is if you can put something up on our Facebook, the Secrets to Health Facebook page.
Okay.
To encourage, you know, there'll be a lot of listeners, hopefully, that have husbands that are builders and carpenters, electricians,
right.
et cetera, and, you know, let's all get together and help build this because it's such an amazing thing that you do.
Fantastic.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do down there so that they
sure.
know?
So Abacus Learning Centre was started about 8 years ago by a group of parents of children, of autistic children, who had found out about ABA therapy and were accessing that service by having therapists provide the therapy. Most of them did it themselves. Mm-hmm. Some of them had volunteers come and do the ABA therapy, but they'd do it at home. And I guess for these families, what they decided is that it would be great to have a centre dedicated to ABA therapy. So obviously families didn't have to be the therapist, mm-hmm. so that they could have their child in an environment that was safe and fun and a place where they would learn. So they started Abacus, mm-hmm. and we're still here 8 years later. We've certainly grown. We have 29 students who attend the centre across the week. Our youngest student currently 3 years of age and our eldest is 18, and we've got everything in between. Obviously, early intervention is really important with the therapy we do here, but we find that we get great results with children who start therapy at any age. So that's children who might be 4 years old and are still might just have single words. And I guess parents have been told that they would end up in a special development school. And they've started with us and have been able to develop their communication, develop their language, develop their daily living skills, all of those things, their ability to attend to a task for longer and longer periods of time, and have then ended up going into mainstream education. So we work with children of all ages because they are individualised programs. So any child can start at any age, and particularly now because children are often diagnosed late. Mm-hmm. They're diagnosed because they might start in an educational institution and it's the educator who notices that there may be delays, they're not hitting their milestones, and it may be them who suggest to the parent that they look at getting some help and maybe getting some advice and an assessment. So they might not be diagnosed, some of our children, until they're 6 or 7 years of age, which means their therapy starts very late. But as I say, we still find that it can be very successful.
Yeah. Well, you're doing an amazing job down there, and hopefully we can get some help for you to
continue. That would be great. Yep.
I think what I'm going to do is put up a competition on our Facebook page.
Right.
I have a hour one-on-one beauty session with the lovely Shana Valentine. So it'll be a makeup tutorial, so to speak, as well as getting a makeover. She also detoxes your cosmetic bag. You learn your techniques for makeup, colour matching, all that sort of stuff. I think what I might do is, if you dob in your tradie partner on the Facebook page for your chance to win this amazing prize.
So fantastic.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
We'll rustle up some tradies that way.
Sounds great, Angela. Good
yeah,
plan.
The wives can see the benefits. So
the carrot always works better than the stick.
Yeah, so the husbands can come and slave away, and while that's happening, the wives can sit back and get their makeup done.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. I'm Angela Jacobson, and I am joined on the line here, Andrea Rose here, to tell me all about an amazing event that's coming up on the Mornington Peninsula. Welcome, Andrea.
Thanks, Angela. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You've got an event coming up down on the peninsula.
Sure. It's called the Mindfulness Festival on Saturday, the 28th of November. And the Mindfulness Festival is really just a chance for us to connect and live happy as a community, particularly families with teens and tweens. I think the thing is that, you know, we go through a lot of stresses in our lives, particularly teenagers, and this event's coming at a time as, you know, the pressures and stresses of the year, particularly with things like exams, are coming to an end, and it's just providing families with the chance to actually reconnect with each other and enjoy each other's company in the outdoors with a few inspiring activities as well.
Yeah, and I see Beyond Blue are getting involved.
Which is great. Beyond Blue is definitely ambassador, and we've actually got some fantastic mindfulness and de-stress health speakers, really. Dr. Jeff Toogood is a Beyond Blue ambassador, and he's a cardio, and he's got an amazing story that he particularly speaks to teenagers about. And also Dr. Craig Hassett, who's the co-author of a book called Mindful Learning, but kids would probably, or teenagers would probably know him more as being the creator of the Smiling Minds app that lots of our schools are starting to use now. And so really the day's about a chance for kids to come along with their parents, hear a couple of speakers that they might kind of be on the fringe of being interested in, and these speakers are actually going to give them an opportunity or actually suggest some alternative techniques to dealing with life challenges and just to find ways to sort of, you know, tap into your own personal resilience and think about passions that ignite teenagers. And the great thing about Dr. Craig and Dr. Jeff and our other speaker, Ian, is they really speak very well to teenagers and draw upon their own experiences. And
fantastic. And so the event's on in down in Boneo.
That's right. It's a Boneo Maze and Mini Golf. The event is actually raising money to build a fantastic building at Rosebud Secondary College called the Wellness Pavilion, which will help have some great wellness and counselling support programs for all of our Southern Peninsula youth. So Boneo Maze and Mini Golf have basically donated the facility for the day. All the profits raised from the day are going towards building this community venue. So adult tickets start at $25 a head. Children are $20 per person. Mm-hmm. And a family ticket is $80 for a family of four. And it's not just mindfulness and mental health speakers. There's going to be live music from the Warrains, Sugar Tree, Drew Bowden, the Daddy-O's, and heaps of other great bands, and meditation massages and yoga workshops as well.
So, awesome. So it's a complete family-friendly event. And it's on Saturday, the 28th of November from 11 till 5 p.m. And what was the website again for people to buy tickets?
The website is southernpeninsulaartscentre.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we've got a phone number here. You can buy the tickets directly through the Boneo Maze, and that's 0359 886385.
That's great. We hope everyone just comes along and just enjoys themselves and enjoys chilling out together as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for putting on such a great event on the peninsula, and thanks for joining me on my show.
Thanks for your support.
All right, take care. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. Our next guest we've got on the phone is one of the founders of the Life's Little Treasures Foundation, which I am a very happy ambassador and supporter for. Susanna Waite, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Angela. Thanks for having us.
We understand you've got the Walk for Prems coming up soon.
We do indeed. The Walk for Prems is our biggest event of the year. It's held in seven states around the country on the Sunday, the 25th of October. And it's a celebration event for families that have had premature or sick babies or even little bubs that have passed on and grown their little angel wings to come together and be in an atmosphere where they can be with others that have been through that journey and enjoy the day together.
It's such awesome to see all the colours. What colour are you going with this year, by the way?
This year we've got a beautiful charcoal grey with orange writing on it.
Beautiful.
And they arrived 2 days ago and I have to say they look very smart.
Yeah, so last year we had that aqua green and, you know, to see thousands of people walking around in a group, and the year before orange, so
it's
quite amazing to see. And I just love the fact that there's so many pushchairs and, you know, there's wheelchairs, there's all sorts walking around.
There's dogs.
You know. Yes.
There's everyone and anything comes, which is, as you say, it's just a really beautiful, touching sight when you work with families all year round, and then to be able to see them come and see the smiles and see the happiness and the knowing nods that they give each other, because they all know that someone has been through that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real, for me anyway, it's a very emotional day.
The releasing of the doves to acknowledge all the babies that passed is a really touching part as well of the day.
It is, and it's a very important part of the day, because, as I say, we want to acknowledge all the little angels that have passed, and we want those families to be part of the day. And so before each walk around the country at the same time, we have a dove-releasing ceremony. And with that in Melbourne, we also have Dawn Faith, who is a well-known soul singer. She will be singing just before, and last year she had us all in tears.
Mm.
She's an amazing lady, and herself has had a little bub pass, but it's a beautiful ceremony, and it makes everybody inclusive of the day.
Excellent. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there. I'll be overseas. But I'm going to have my T-shirt. You've posted one to me. I'm going to take that T-shirt with me overseas, and I'll be wearing it on the day, and I'll be sure to post on my social media.
Oh, you're good.
I'll be with you in spirit. But if people want to buy a ticket to the walk, where should they go? Yeah. And I'm sorry, the other thing, I heard that you're doing a run this year.
We are in Sydney.
Okay.
Sydney is the first year we've actually done one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a walk, a social walk, and a run in Sydney.
Excellent. Well, those Sydneyites can enjoy that. But for Melbourne, we've got the walk around Albert Park. And then obviously if you're in a more remote area and you want to put together a group and do a walk of your own, you're able to do that too.
That's right.
Some of our listeners down on the peninsula here, it might be a bit far to head up, but you can always do your own.
We definitely want everyone to be part of the day, and one of our big things is supporting families in rural and remote areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the hospital and home pack, which is available on the walk website, and you can register for that pack. With that pack, you get an official walk T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And what people usually do is they get the friends and families together, they all buy a pack, and then they have a barbecue or a picnic in the park or a small walk themselves, and then send us in all their pictures so that they're part of the day as well, which is a great way to make sure that everyone is inclusive.
And what's that website again?
The website for purchasing and registering is www.walkforprems.org.au.
Excellent.
And once you're registered and ready to walk, it would be great as well if people could encourage their friends and families to donate to their walk page and help them fundraise, because that's a big side of the walk as well for us, fundraising and raising funds that we need for the next year going forward so we can keep all our services going and keep them free. Families.
Wonderful service that you do too, guys. So on behalf of everyone, thank you for all the hard work that you put in, and get involved, listeners. Get out there and get walking for prems. And thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Angela, and thank you for being a wonderful ambassador. We're always appreciative of what you do.
No problems. Well, also feel free to post some information about the walk on the Secrets to Health Facebook page so people can look it up and get involved that way too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye, Angela.
Bye. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. Jo Shutt is here with us to talk about the Mornington Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo. Welcome back to the show, Jo.
Thank you, Ange.
So it's coming up this month in October on the 25th.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit more information. Where is it and how do people get involved?
Yeah, so it's Sunday 25th of October at the Mornington Racecourse, and it's easy to get to. It's only $3 entry, $5 for a couple. And we start at 10 o'clock and go through till 4.
And free for the kids.
Free for kids, of course.
And you've got lots of activities going on for the kids as well.
We do. We've got workshops, demos for all ages. So we'll have a beautiful healthy cooking demo, and we'll have the D-Step dance crew doing a hip-hop demo and a workshop afterwards. Mm-hmm. We've got the Green Home Zone and Mindfulness Tent. So a couple of different areas representing all sorts of different types of health and sustainability.
Awesome. And goodie bags?
Yes, always got the goodie bags.
The Secrets of Health magazine is in the goodie bags.
Exactly.
It's cool. So if people are looking for something to do, it's on October the 25th. What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
And it's down at Mornington Racecourse.
Yes.
So $3 for mums or $5 for both parents. Kids are free. Take the family down. Loads to do. Where's your website if people want to jump on and look at some of the exhibitors?
It's phse.com.au, so Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo.com.au, and we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Excellent. Well, hopefully it's a huge success. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
And we'll chat to you again soon.
It'll also be super exciting to have you guys come down and do a live broadcast from the event on the day as well.
So yeah, RWP, excited to be there at the expo.
Look out for the van.
Hope to see you all down. Come and say hi to us when we're broadcasting live. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. It's competition time. Janet McNeil from Harcourt's Real Estate in Mornington has been kind enough to donate some copies of her book. So if we'd like you to jump on the Facebook page now and like the page for your chance to win that amazing book. Don't forget, it's not too late to advertise in the Secrets to Health magazine. Anybody that's interested, you can get in contact with me through the Secrets to Health Facebook page. The next magazine will be out in December. It's our big summer fitness edition. It's going to run for 4 months across the Mornington Peninsula. So be sure to get in contact. If you're advertising the magazine, you can come on the radio show too. So it's a great way for some double publicity. Next week on the show, we are going to be talking about stress. We've got lots of great guests coming on the show, and we've got lots of prizes to give away. Andrea is going to be back on telling us about her amazing event for kids with mental illnesses. And thank you very much to our guests. Thank you for our sponsors, CORE and Janet McNeil from Harcourts. And we'll be back next week with more from Secrets to Health. But jump on the Facebook page, make sure you like us, and enter those competitions because there's always lots of great things to give away. Have a great week, and we'll chat next week. Bye.